I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
On your legacy home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, Cougar fans, and welcome into another edition of Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com. It's Matt Biamonte and Mitch Harper coming to you on a very somber Saturday afternoon, Mitch.
Yeah, it's been a tough week for college football and for BYU football fans in particular, but we're going to break it all down here on the program, and we're not slowing down here on Cougar Sports Saturday as we talk about the conference-only landscape that's taking shape in college football in 2020. To discuss that, we'll have coming up at 12:35 Dave McCann of KSL 5 TV. He'll be hopping on to share his thoughts on the BYU perspective. And then we get a national look from Brett McMurphy coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. And then we'll also continue our position previews. We're not giving up on the football season yet, Matt.
That's right. We're
not giving up yet, so we're going to continue with the position previews as we look at the cornerback position with cornerback coach Jarnell Guilford and also senior DB Chris Wilcox. So it's a jam-packed show as always, but this news with the Big Ten and Pac-12 going to conference-only schedule is where we got to start things off.
The leadoff. A look at the stories making headlines right now. It's time for the leadoff on Cougar Sports Saturday.
Mitch mentioned it in the preview there for the show, but the college football landscape is drastically different today than it was back on July 4th, where I think we all still felt like there was a good chance we were going to get the college football season we were all expecting. But then the Ivy League made their announcement, and then shortly after that, you had the Big Ten announcing it was conference only. Of course, that affects BYU, Mitch, with the loss of Michigan State coming to Provo and BYU going to Minnesota. And then a day later, which was yesterday, late afternoon, that the Pac-12 is going to follow the example set by the Big Ten, and they're doing conference only as well. So there goes the rivalry game. There goes Arizona State, and there goes Stanford. And so in the blink of an eye, Mitch, 5 of BYU's 12 games have been canceled for the 2020 football season.
And 5 games against Power 5 teams. Yeah. And I put this out on my Twitter account, at Mitch_Harper. And you can follow us at KSL Sports, at Biamonte Man. Get at us at the UCCU KSL text line at 57500. You know, you look at how long it takes to put these schedules together. The Stanford game that got canceled yesterday, it was scheduled back in 2013. We wait years for these games to happen, and in a matter of hours, they're gone in an instant. It's a tough deal. And BYU being left with now 7 games, and you go, what's next? What's going to happen for BYU football? Can they actually play a season? Honestly, Matt, I mean, I think that, you know, this is a situation where I don't think these leagues are completely out of the woods yet. I mean,
no.
For them to make this decision right now, I was a little bit surprising, one. But two, I think that, you know, going to these conference-only schedules, I just don't know how this makes things suddenly safer. I mean, I can understand you want to put everything together as a conference and you want to have standard protocols for each league and have that flexibility. But still, the coronavirus is going to be there, whether it's conference play, whether it's non-conference play. It's going to be there. And you can't tell me that BYU would not have followed the protocols set by the Pac-12, set by the Big 10 or the Big 12, whatever it may be. They would follow it. And it's just that for this to happen, it just feels like it was a little bit premature potentially, and there could have been some more negotiating and some more time to kind of see it out.
Yeah, I had two main thoughts, and very similar to what you had, Mitch. Number one, I think I was disappointed, really disappointed for BYU athletes and BYU fans, because this was when BYU announced independence. You know, there were those big names initially, Notre Dame and Texas, but then you were like, we want a full schedule that's not just September loaded. Well, 2020 was going to be that year, Mitch, where you had interesting games in September, October, and November. Going to Stanford in November, you had Missouri coming here. And that could still happen in October, but you had a really nice schedule that was well-balanced. And so I'm just disappointed because it was going to be such an interesting football schedule with an interesting football team that has experience, and maybe they could have done something special, and now we'll never know. But secondly, I think one of my biggest feeling, Mitch, was just stunned that this decision was made now, because I'm with you. I think it was premature, and stunned because it doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't add up. I'm with you. BYU would have followed those protocols. But secondly, as you mentioned, the coronavirus, it's a world issue. And a lot of these conferences, you look at the Big Ten, they span, what, half the country? I mean, you can go from Nebraska to New Jersey.
Yeah.
And what could be happening in Nebraska is so different than what could be happening in New Jersey and vice versa. And so I just don't see how, you know, use the Pac-12 as an example. Is it going to be safe for Utah to go, you know, to the state of Washington or to Southern California? I don't know. And so staying within the conference, to me, I just don't really see the entire picture of how that's safer for student athletes.
You can share your thoughts again at the KSL text line 57500. Get text us here, and as we're talking about conference only landscape in college football for the 2020 season, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 moving to a conference only schedule, and that means BYU and Utah is no more. So we've been counting down this offseason to September 3rd, Matt, and now the next scheduled BYU football game is October 2nd, the first month of games is now gone. It's completely out the door. The next BYU football game that's scheduled is against in-state foe Utah State, and that's now 83 days away. That's a far more depressing than where we were a couple days ago, where it felt like we were less than 60 days till kickoff. Now, BYU does have their media day coming up on July 20th, and that's going to probably paint the picture a little bit more as to what potentially could be a season for BYU football. But now it's kind of a situation, Matt, where BYU, I think they kind of understood that this was a possibility. I don't think they were completely blindsided like many on social media or vocal minorities are saying on social media that BYU was blindsided. No, I don't think that was the case at all, but I think that it's just difficult that if all these leagues potentially go to the conference-only model, how can BYU seriously put together a schedule? It's just very difficult.
Yeah, and blindsided, yeah, I would agree that BYU wasn't blindsided. I cannot wrap my head around how this makes sense, Mitch. I think back to previous seasons where weather got in the way and games were canceled or games were rescheduled, and to me it just felt like, one, let's see what happens the rest of July, but two, why couldn't all of these teams take a week-by-week approach, and if the testing wasn't in place for a particular opponent, then don't play that game, you know, because I think it's understood throughout all of sports in 2020. Nothing is normal. Nothing is like we expect it to be. And with that being understood, that's okay if games are canceled due to the coronavirus. That's the nature of the beast. And so it's frustrating for not only BYU, but for college football as a whole, because it's hard to honestly, Mitch, at this point, it's hard to even see if this domino is happening in early July. It feels like we're not going to have football. Honestly, that's how it feels.
Well, and everything in our society has become political. And, you know, this is a topic, the COVID-19, that's a very political discussion. And, you know, for these athletic departments and universities, they might not want to face the PR backlash potentially of putting unpaid athletes out on the field to play amid the discussion of name, image, likeness, which may potentially compensates players. They don't want the risk of maybe a COVID-19 outbreak on a team that's unpaid athletes, and they're ultimately playing these games to cash in billion-dollar checks from TV networks, and those players don't see it. I don't know if that's the reasoning, but I think the PR battle plays a role in this. I think that some of these schools are worried about that. Now, I think another issue, too, with college football is that you just do not have any leader of this organization. The NCAA has just kind of sat back and just put their feet up and said, let the conferences run it. And this has highlighted the issue with college football, that you have no leadership. All these different conferences are doing their own thing. Like some of the SEC and Big 12, they've been vocal that they're not making any decisions yet. And they
ACC
were
as well.
They were blindsided by the Big Ten suddenly saying, we're going to conference only. And I think that it's just this sport is so messed up. It's so disjointed.
Yes, it's broken.
And you just, if you're a BYU fan today, you're going, how does BYU kind of rectify this situation? It ends up being a good thing for BYU. Because I know Cougar fans out there, we talk to a lot of BYU fans, and it's like they're all feeling kind of down and out. Like,
yeah,
when's this going to just continue to hurt BYU? And how's BYU going to get left behind on this season? I think, you know, some Cougar fans are probably hoping that the season just gets canceled, because then, you know, then no one has to play. Because the worst thing would be everyone's playing conference only and BYU is left with no season.
Yeah, and I think you bring up a great point about the NCAA. Not only have they not said anything, even if they did, Mitch, I don't think the Power Five conferences would care. I think they would still end up doing their own thing, which highlights a massive issue in college football, and that there's not really a governing body that can bring everyone together and focus on a common goal, which is a huge issue when you're facing something like this and you're facing the future of college. I mean, how does it make sense, Mitch, that there's Power Five conferences that have 10 teams and Power Five teams that have 14 teams? There's a Power Five conference that has games in the Midwest and on the East Coast. I mean, everything is, like you said, it's messed up and it's broken in college football right now. And we're seeing that play out as each conference tries to navigate their own way in this pandemic.
We're going to get some feedback from you guys. We chime in on our KSL Sports poll. We want your feedback, the question of the day on the program this afternoon. We're going all the way up to 3 o'clock today, live talking BYU football. What is the most likely outcome for the upcoming football season? Is it some scheduling help from some conferences, or is it a canceled season? We'll share the results of what you guys are saying right now, coming up on the other side here on Cougar Sports Saturday, and it's always powered by KSLSports.com.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.